Hello.
Hello, there is Shelley Martin available to speak to, please.
That's me.
Hi, Shelley. My name's Billy. I'm giving you a call today from MMA Legal. We're currently calling in regards to the Scottish redress claim for your time in care.
Oh, yeah, right,
So, in regards to yourself, all I need to do with you is just make sure I do have your correct information on file, and then what we can do from that point onwards is basically just advise you on the next steps. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
No problem whatsoever. So I'm just going to make sure I've got your details down on the file correctly. Just give me 2 seconds. And if I am correct, is this the best mobile number for you, darling, if the line disconnects for any reason? Perfect. And we have it down as Shelley Martin. Is Shelley short for Michelle or anything like that?
No, it's Shelley. Shelley.
No problem there whatsoever. Now, what I want to give you the reassurance on to begin with is never is it going to be the case where you're going to have to go in standing court and prove evidence or anything like that. That is not the case whatsoever. You won't be clutching at straws for compensation. You will be awarded compensation. All that we require from yourself is just a brief statement of basically what you have actually been dealt with, and we will then locate your files of where you was placed, and from that we will then make you a value. Now, each claim is different, but what we can tell you at the moment is each claim will average at a minimum of £48,000, just so you have something there for a guideline. We know no money will take away what you have dealt with, but if we can get you justice, we will make sure we get you the top end of that, darling, okay? Now, I just want to double-check something. I've got your email here as shellsmart.sm@gmail.com. Is that the best email for you there, Shelley?
Yeah, yeah.
Brilliant. And can I ask for your date of birth there, please, darling?
It's the 21st of June.
Yep.
1971.
No problem whatsoever. And can I ask you for your current home postcode, please?
G45.
Yep.
4 U for up and G for God.
Perfect, no problem. And what door number is that, darling?
It's door number 5.
Door number 5, perfect. Thank you so much. And could I also ask you, have you ever been known by any names or had any other maiden names or anything like that at all?
No.
No problem there whatsoever. In regards to yourself, do you know what area you was brought up in before you was popped into care? Was it Glasgow? Was it Edinburgh?
It was Glasgow.
Glasgow, no problem there. And how old was you when you were sent into care?
At first, I think I was 13 when I went to an assessment centre.
13 assessment centre. No problem. So it's not an issue. And do you know why you were taken? Was that due to behaviour issues, parents refusing to go into school?
It was no going to school, but I was getting into trouble and stuff as well.
Behaviour issues, not an issue. So again, that's also neglect instantly, because that's not something you should have been taken off your parents for at the time, and also being placed into certain places. You should have been given the right guidance that was needed. Just get on here for you. Do you know if it was just you taken off your parents, or do you have any other siblings that was taken into care as well?
No, it was just me.
No problem there whatsoever, darling. And can I ask you, do you remember the first place where you was placed when you was popped into care?
Do you know, I can't even remember the name of it, but it was in Johnston. I can't even remember the name of it.
Was that an assessment centre?
Yeah.
It was an assessment centre, don't worry. And how long was you here for?
I think I might have been in there for only about 2-3 months, maybe.
No problem. And did any of the abuse happen in here?
No, there was never really any abuse. It was mere the way things affected me.
Yeah, no problem.
Being taken away from my parents.
Affected from being taken from parents. And just not having the right comfort and things like that.
It was a case of you're bad, so we're taking you away to assess you. And then after that, I get sent to a Steve school.
And do you know what that was called?
It was a Good Shepherd Centre.
Good Shepherd Centre. And what area was that in?
It was in Bishopton.
No problem. And you was there from, obviously, you're still 13 years of age when you was here. How long was you placed in here?
No. I was in the assessment centre, and then I was kind of left. And then it was when, by the time I turned, well, in between, my dad died when I was 14 in 1985.
Sorry to hear that. So you were placed in the assessment centre and then you was left. Was you left in the assessment centre or did they go back home for a bit?
They just sent me home and just kind of left me.
No problem for a bit and left her.
And like I say, my dad died when I was 14 and then I had just, was just about to turn 15 when I get put into the LSD school.
14 turning 15. 15 years old, no problem. And that's when you popped into the LSD school in Good Shepherd Centre in Bishopton, you said it was, wasn't it, darling?
Yeah, yeah.
And while she was here, do you remember any staff members' names from while she was here?
Do you know, the only one I can remember's name at all was Sister Carmel Smythe.
And was she nice or was she not nice to you?
I didn't really have that much to do with her, to be fair. She was like, I don't know, you would say, like the headmistress would be at a school.
Headmistress. Kind of position, not a problem. And can I ask you here, what would the punishments be while she was here?
If you would just, you would you'd not be allowed home at the weekends. We used to get home at the weekends.
Would you ever be secluded in your room or anything or locked in the room from an early time?
I don't know. Not that I can remember.
No problem. Not an issue, don't worry. I just have to ask these questions just to make sure I've covered all angles with you for my own purpose of the call as well. Could I ask you, do you ever remember going to bed hungry or anything like that? You didn't like the food or if you didn't eat it at certain times?
No, not really.
No problem. And could I ask you, did any of the other children pick on you and her? Did you ever get into any fights or anything like that at all?
I don't know. Know that I can really remember.
No problem. Do you ever remember any punishments like, did you ever wet the bed or anything like that and they go and put you into a cold shower? Or did you ever...
No, nothing like that.
Did you ever use any physical abuse to you?
No, nothing like that ever happened to me.
No, it's mostly like mental abuse because you didn't really have an explanation.
It was the fact that I was taken away and it was a time, because like I said, it wasn't that long after my dad died. My dad died in November 1985. And then come June 1986, I get put in the LSD school. So I'll never really go, and it just made me and my ma really distant. I never got owned that well we were in the first place, but the fact that I was away from her, and it was like we just had like separate lives, and I would only see her on a weekend.
And then of course they'd take it away sometimes as a punishment and things like that.
Aye.
Which isn't acceptable. Did anyone ever physically hurt you in any way, shape or form as any punishment? Or did you ever see them using anything like a bell or a cane or a sand shoe or even the hands towards anyone as a punishment?
No.
No problem there. In regards to any of your property, was that ever taken or anything like that at all?
While you were there, you had to wear a uniform. Rather than your name, please.
No problem. No problem there whatsoever. And then after that, was that the last place you was placed in that LSD school in Good Shepherd Centre before turning 16? No problem, that's not an issue. In regards to yourself, like I say, each case is different. So just because you've not actually been physically abused in any way, shape or form, whether blade any hands on you or anything like that, does mm-hmm. not mean that it's not abuse. Initially, it's neglect anyway, being taken off your parents to begin with for behaviour issues. Not only that, they should have explained things and comforted you and also give you the correct education and explain things to you in a certain way. And also checked in your mental health. With you being so young and having them sort of behaviour issues, it's not coming from anywhere. You need someone to help you maintain that and obviously explain things to you. So I feel like that was obviously neglect there as well. So I have just popped down that it's nothing physical in any way, shape or form. It was mostly mental and also psychological discomfort that you had been dealing with, left with your own thoughts a lot of the time. And mm-hmm. no explanation or any comfort. Now, mm-hmm. I will be submitting your case off for you right away. What I do need to ask you, darling, just to be on the safe side, is do you have any terminal illnesses, or have you ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses at all?
No.
No problem there.
I did have cancer a couple of years ago, but I'm fine now.
Well done. Good luck. Another breast cancer survivor. And in regards to that, I am also going to get down here for you, because with you obviously being with having a serious illness, we may be able to get your case fast-tracked. So instead of it being a 12-month time frame, we potentially may be able to get it for a 6 to 9 month time frame. Now, I know that's no major difference. And again, you can be paid out a lot faster than the 12 months. We just have to give you that to be on the safe side. So I have popped down here. You are a cancer survivor. Can I just ask you for your current GP surgery name, please?
It's Newhouse Medical Group.
Medical group, no problem. Now, most importantly, whilst this claim is ongoing, if the worst was to happen to yourself over the next few months, is there anybody, any family members, any friends, or even a partner who I can pop down on the system that you would be happy to receive your entitlement on your behalf?
No.
Do you have any children or anything that you'd like
no.
the money to go to?
No.
Right, okay, so let me get that on here. I'll just get charity based at the moment. And could I also please ask you, can I ask you what your dad was called? You said dad passed away. Could I take his name, please, darling?
His name was Owen Martin.
And do you remember mum's name?
Her name was Beryl Martin.
Beryl Martin, no problem. And of course, what I have noted as well is that it has just taken an impact with you. I can see that you are quite emotional when you do talk about this, just because it has taken away certain... It stopped you in certain positions as well to do certain things that you would have liked throughout of your life. Can I ask you what the impact that it has on you till this day? How would you feel like it's affected you, darling?
I don't know. It's kind of just...
Do you feel like it's affected you?
Make me into a loner.
Just keep yourself to yourself, you just feel like you don't.
I've had to deal with things myself all my life, so it's just the way I am.
She's been left alone. No problem. Well, what I can reassure you on, what I'm going to do for you now, actually, whilst you're on the phone with me, is I'm going to pop you a message over on WhatsApp, just so you've got me there. Now, I will be your claims handler throughout the whole process, so if there's anything that you want to let me know that you forgot to mention, do not hesitate to bob me a message over. If there's any questions or anything like that that you have at any time, or even if you just want to know where the case is up to, I can be like, yeah, it's in stage 2, it's in stage 3. Do not hesitate to bob me a message. Do you have WhatsApp to this number, darling?
No, actually, I don't.
You don't? I only use
Facebook.
You only use Facebook, right, don't worry. What I will need your help with is I've just sent you a text message over to your phone. Will you go in your text messages for me and see if that's come through for me, please, darling?
Right. It came through.
Yeah, so I will need you to click on it for me. Will you click on the link where it says click here to sign?
Right.
And then it should say proceed to document.
Oh, I should mention my house. Right, I'll go to the bit where it says,
Yeah, perfect. So if you click on the box where it asks for your signature for me, it should manually come up with three signatures. And then once it's come up and you've clicked it, it should then say, I acknowledge and OK, and then that should come back through to me.
I'm not good at this. I don't know what to do.
So what can you see, what can you see on your screen right now?
What does it say? Yeah. Claims for damages, the rights and action people responsible for.
So What I'll do is, if you come out of the document, come out of it and then go back into it again for me, and I'll talk you through it each step by step so that I can understand where you're up to then. So if you come out of it and go back onto your text messages and click that link for me again, please.
Would you want that address when you click out?
Right.
And then if you click on the link for me, it should say start to sign or proceed to document.
It says proceed to document.
Press proceed to document for me.
Right.
And then it should say agree and accept. Or what can you see on the screen there?
Some of it, contingency fee agreement.
Yeah, correct. That's the correct page. So underneath that, it will say you, and then it will say signature. Does it say signature
aye.
In the box?
Aye.
Press that box for me.
Right.
And once you've pressed that, there will be a little box underneath it that says, I acknowledge, where you can put a tick into it.
No, mine is just written behind it, says signature and initial.
Yep, so click on it.
But click on OK.
Yep, click on OK.
Right. It sent me another one saying signature.
Click on that one and do the same thing.
Right.
And then what
it's signed by the client.
Yep, so click on that one.
Right.
And then does it say OK or does it say finish?
Oh, it says finish at the top.
Press finish for me. And that's come back through. So that's everything there, Shelley. That's brilliant. Now, what I do need from you as well is I need a picture of your ID and proof of address. Do you know how to send a picture on a text message at all, darling?
Oh, no. No. You know what? This is too complicated for me.
Honestly, you've done that. The only thing we need now is a picture of your ID so we know it's you that's making the claim, and then that way we can make the payment to you. What I can do potentially is, if you're only familiar with Facebook, I can add you onto Facebook and you send it that way if you prefer that.
I wouldn't even know how to do that.
Right, don't worry. Give me a second. Let me have a look here. Have you got a driver's licence?
I've got a provisional one.
Yeah, provisional. Just go and take a picture of that for me, please.
I don't have it on me at the moment.
Oh, you don't have it on you at the moment. Have you got a bus pass with you at the moment?
No, I've not got any ID with me at the moment at all.
Because have you got any letters with you? We'd need 2 letters if that's the case, because that's all we need to get your case put on the system.
No, she hasn't got anything with her.
Is there anybody that you can ask to help you send that over at all if I call you back in about half an hour, an hour?
No.
All we are away, that's all we would require from you. Are you at home at the moment? For fuck's sake, I just ID. Pissing me off.